we're about to look at our replica of the Oval Office here. Ours is decorated as it was during the Clinton administration.
Visitors to the Clinton Presidential Library and Museum are suckers for the full-scale replica of the Oval Office. It even meets the cool standard of eighth graders like Casey Williams.
They have the replica of the moon rock that is passed down from each generation of presidents.
And Emily Matthews, who was still in diapers when President Clinton left office.
I think it's amazing how alike they got it to the original thing, how much detail was put into it.
The chronological exhibits that depict Bill Clinton's achievements and disappointments are still a big draw. His signing of the Family Leave Act, the battle to pass a balanced budget, his impeachment after an intern scandal. They're all there, along with the personal items visitors love to check out.
We have one of the most valuable baseball cards in all of America. It's a Mickey Mantle rookie, Topps 1952, that was given to him.
But Jordan Johnson of the Clinton Foundation says the exhibits are just part of the reason that 9 years after opening, attendance is healthy and increasing. And many of the visitors arrive by school bus.
The president wanted every child in Arkansas to be able to come in and learn the history, but also show them what is possible. Every school group that comes through here gets in for free. We have great programming here that ties in with the STEM-type teaching system. We have programming around the exhibits.
Education is at the heart of what's happening here, and it goes beyond events during Clinton's 8 years in the White House.
My dear fellow clergymen.
In an auditorium, hundreds of kids take part in the reading of Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from the Birmingham jail.
I came across your recent statement calling my present activities unwise and untimely.
Skylar West can't get enough of the exhibit on jazz music.
I like the jazz part of the museum because I love music. It's like a part of my life.
Skylar's sixth grade teacher, Wendy Dotson, says the center brings history to life for her Little Rock students.
It's not just a movie on the screen. It's the real artifacts that are right there. And, you know, how cool is that to know that someone from Arkansas was so influential?
Historians come here to study documents and records. The University of Arkansas Clinton School of Public Service next door hosts lectures with world leaders, and it sends students to work on projects around the globe. Jordan Johnson of the Clinton Foundation says Heifer International, which works to end hunger, chose to build its headquarters down the street.
This center put Arkansas on the international map, and it gave Arkansas the hook it needed to attract visitors from beyond our border states.
For this community, the location of the Presidential Center is just as important as its programs. President Clinton chose 30 abandoned inner-city acres along the Arkansas River. They were filled with trashy industrial waste. Now they're lined with hike and bike trails and parks that have helped revitalize downtown.
Over $1 billion in new investment was done around the time the library opened.
Sharon Priest is executive director of the Downtown Little Rock Partnership. She credits the Clinton Center with bringing new condominium towers and urban living to this medium-sized city of nearly 200,000.
Once the library came downtown, then there was more interest in downtown. It's like that first domino that falls when you're doing revitalization. Something happens, something acts as a catalyst, and then things just keep on going from there.
The Bush Center, located on a campus, aims to be a different kind of catalyst. In addition to its library and museum, the center includes the Bush Institute, a think tank that focuses on principles important to the 43rd president. They include global health, education reform, and human freedom. The Institute has been criticized by some for politicizing the academic atmosphere with a conservative agenda. President Bush's public approval rating was low when he left office, and protesters are planning to gather near the dedication. But Skip Rutherford, who coordinated the construction and opening of the Clinton Center, says the controversies and criticisms tend to disappear with time.
Every presidential library, school, and institute are controversial. It's nothing new. I mean, it comes with the territory. What George Bush is doing for Dallas and for SMU is really wonderful, and it's a good deal. And why it's a good deal is because presidential libraries and institutes and schools are about the future, not just about the past.
Rutherford believes that's how the public will view the new Busch Center once the school buses and cars begin lining up outside and the community takes advantage of what's offered. Shelley Kaufler, KERA News.